Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, a podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listeners, have at home. It is a motherfucking mini episode. That's right, folks. We doing it. We are doing one of them mini shits again. Every time I think I got away, the streets call me back for another motherfucking mini episode. And this week's mini episode is going to be a fun one, I think. I think it's pretty interesting. It's got a lot of zip to it, a lot of pizzazz, a lot of Zatarans, you know, that San Francisco treat. Is that what Zatarans was? One of those was the San Francisco. No, Rice-A-Roni was the San Francisco treat. Zatarans was rice of the New Orleans sect. They love jazz. Those white overseers loved jazz, whereas the Rice-A-Roni white overseers loved, I guess, trolley cars. I don't really know what makes San Francisco food so distinct for them. That's neither here nor there. Today's episode, today's theory, comes from a person named Brandon. Brandon sent me a message, and I'm going to play it for you now.
Langston, my mama told me that Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln were Black. But not just that, we've had 7 mixed race presidents, including Obama.
All right. Well, that's short and sweet, Brandon. Thank you for your very straightforward message. You don't hold back at all. You just jump right into it. You're a sick fuck that way, Brandon. No foreplay. But you said that there are 7 mixed race presidents, including Obama. And I want to be clear that Brandon sent me a follow-up email where he listed the supposed Negroids who had snuck their way into the presidency before Obama showed up. The list that I've received from Brandon and I've compiled here are Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge, Warren Harding, Dwight Eisenhower, and the biggest shocker for me, the one that really hit as a surprise, was Andrew Jackson. Now, I want to be clear. Not all of these people have been suggested to have been Black, okay? They're not all allegedly mixed with Black. Some of them are mixed with other stuff. But more importantly, they're not as purely Caucasian as American textbooks would like you to believe. I think the best thing we can do is sort of run down this list and talk about each one individually. Now, let's get some of them out of the way right from the top. There doesn't seem to be enough evidence, enough substantiated evidence, at least, to support either Warren Harding or Dwight Eisenhower being mixed. It seems like some people just started spreading some nasty rumors, which I don't know why they have to be nasty rumors. Those could be really cool rumors, but based on the way America has treated people of color, they were pretty nasty rumors. And Dwight Eisenhower and Warren Harding spent a long part of their lives probably trying to fight that and murder people who called them Monkey D and A.B. Harding. I don't know what type of old-timey racist they probably were, but I'm sure they said mean things about them being mixed. Anyway, those two fellas, it doesn't seem like they're Black or anything else other than just, they're just pure proud whites, you know? Pure proud whites. And you, congratulations to those of you who are playing at home. If you were rooting for those two to stay good, proud white men, you get it. You win the game, if this is a game. Now, let's get into the other members of this list, because we've got some good ones. Thomas Jefferson, as we all know, loved Black pussy. Couldn't get enough of it. I mean, he loved it so much, he would steal it from the people whose pussy it belonged to. To be clear, Thomas Jefferson was a rapist, but Thomas Jefferson was also a slave owner even though during his time as president, he was our third president, you fucking idiots, even though as our third president, he banned international slave trade and referred to slavery as, quote unquote, a moral depravity. Still, he kept all 600 of his slaves. That's right, 600, the sweet number of a man who hates slaves, 600 slaves, at the off chance that they had and or knew how to get some more of that delicious black pussy he loved so much. According, though, to historian J.A. Rogers, in his publication, The Five Black Presidents, Jefferson's mother was, and I'm quoting here, these are not my words, don't you dare attack me because of this shit. He said his mother was half-breed Indian squaw and his father was a Virginia mulatto, which basically means that Thomas Jefferson looked more like Mariah Carey than Simon Cowell. Do you know what I mean? They've been trying to pretend like he's just this oddly British-rooted man, and that motherfucker, he could hit a falsetto like no one else. You know, he was a beautiful mixed woman, if you ask me, which might also suggest why Thomas Jefferson had this taste for black pussy. It seems like it was more genetic than he and his supporters would care to admit. Now, let's talk old Abraham Lincoln. According to historian Leroy Vaughn, old half-truth Abe, I'm calling him half-truth because that nigga was lying. Old half-truth Abe had a daddy who they say was black and his mother may have been of Ethiopian descent. And it, as it turns out, and this part came as a major surprise because you can accuse anybody of being black. But as it turns out, there is a fair amount of evidence to suggest that he had much darker skin and coarser hair than his pictures might lead us to believe. So much so that when he was running for public office, his rivals referred to him as Abraham Africanus the First. Whoa! You know what I mean? Holy shit. And that's funny. I gotta give it to him. That's pretty funny. It's very funny to think that Abraham Lincoln was showing up to these debates with like a plan to discuss real policy changes and financial goals for our country. And then the other dude would just walk up to the podium and be like, nigger. Tall ass African nigger, you stupid African nigger. And that was a fair debate back then. And Abe just had to dodge them blows. Now, this does remind me, however, of the ways that there has throughout history been an intentional redrawing of historical figures. If Abraham Lincoln did, in fact, have coarse hair and dark skin, we've never seen imagery of this dark-skinned, coarse-haired person. And it's very similar, reminds me of the way that we have seen images of Frederick Douglass, who was also supposedly a very mixed race and very light skin, and he has been made to look much more intentionally dark-skinned and clearly black in order to sell the truth that the world wanted to see him as, you know? They wanted him to be this heroic black figure, so they drew him as a heroic black figure. But we don't have a lot of documentation to prove what Frederick Douglass actually looked like. And the same seems to be true for Abraham Lincoln. That motherfucker had a big old wide African nose, so much so that they needed to debate about it. Now, next person up. I don't know much about Calvin Coolidge. And frankly, I mostly associate white people named Calvin with that bumper sticker of that bad little boy peeing on stuff. That's what I know about white Calvins. But that said, Calvin Coolidge apparently was pretty open about his mother being of mixed Indian heritage. And as it turns out, her maiden name happened to be Moore, which, if you've been studying at all, you know Moore is like old-timey European for black. That's how they assigned that. And, you know, they're fancy with their shit. We say black, they say Moore, but they make a weird face and they, you know, spill tea because it's upsetting to them. This brings us, we've covered most of them, this brings us to my absolute favorite president of all time, the person I'm most excited to talk about, which is, you know him, you love him, it's my man Andrew Jackson. Oh, I love Andrew Jackson. He's my absolute favorite. Now, you know Andrew Jackson best for murder, right? He murdered a lot of people. He specifically Native Americans. Boy, did he, he went ham on the old Native Americans. He also murdered a fair amount of other people, and he even shot a man to death for accusing him of cheating on a horse race. You know, he killed tens of thousands of Cherokee Native Americans who inhabited the south of our country and displaced the remaining members of that tribe so that he could offer that land to other white settlers. And Andrew Jackson, that wasn't where he stopped. Murder wasn't his only game. He also was a slave owner and a pretty shitty president who at one point even teamed up with the Postmaster General to figure out a way to keep slaves from receiving mail from the North at the chance that this is possibly people trying to help them to freedom. Not a great guy. But here's why he's my absolute favorite president. Because apparently Jackson was behaving this way. He did all this shit despite the fact that his father was allegedly black and his older brother was even said to have been sold into slavery. So Andrew Jackson, to me, is the perfect embodiment of what the American president actually is. He, unlike any other president throughout history, never winced at what his responsibilities were, which was murder. Every president is killing people, but this guy was the only one that would have the gall to be proud of it. Everybody else is sitting around pretending that they're not doing drone strikes and that they care about the well-being of the poor in this country. And this motherfucker was like, no, I'll eat a baby alive. I don't give a shit. And especially if it's a black or a Native American child, I fucking hate their guts. That's a good president. Not a good person. Let's not confuse my suggestion here. He is a bad man who should burn in whatever version of hell you believe in. But boy, oh boy, was he a sensational president. And I wouldn't vote for him because, oof, I don't need that kind of stress. But big fan over here. Me and Donald Trump. Big fans of Andrew Jackson. I think for different reasons, but, you know, it works out either way. Anyway, Brandon, I think I've covered the entire conversation. I think your suggestion of there being mixed race presidents seems to be pretty true. They're not as mixed as we would like them to be, and they're certainly not as proud of it, except that old cool ass Calvin Coolidge. But, you know, that seems to be the way that we treat black people in this country in general. Everybody's got some taste of our experience, our culture, and everybody's pretending that they don't have anything to do with it. Boy, oh boy, I have to imagine that history is going to keep repeating itself. And this is just a sad reflection of us staring back at a slightly distorted mirror that we created. Anyway, if you want to send me your thoughts on people who might be hiding their blackness, if you want to bring people out of their chocolate ass closet, send me send me your messages to mymamapod@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Otherwise, follow me at Langston Kerman, and I'll miss you always. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.